Hello, motherfuckers, and welcome back to Frequency Sunday on Vibrate Higher. I'm Queen Witch, joined by my co-host, Lissa Renee. Good day, everyone. I sure hope everyone's been able to enjoy their day like I have. I kind of rose pretty early today. It was about 3 a.m. this morning, and I tell you, it was really a great morning that I spent some intimacy time with my lady. We went to the lake to watch the sunrise. We saw the tides crashing in the water and everything like that. It was so damn foggy, we couldn't even catch the damn sunrise. All we noticed is the lights. But anyways, how was your Sunday, Lissa?
First off, hey, beautiful people. How are you, beautiful souls, all you gods and goddesses? But what you and they did, that sounds... Oh, it sounds romantic, but it also sounds therapeutic at the same time. So, I mean, that's good that y'all got that in. I've never been able to really sit there and do that. So I'm kind of jealous of you guys, but I'm glad that, you know, you two were able to start your day off, you know, with gratitude. And so, you know, I hope everyone is staying warm in this fucked up weather, forever wishing better for the, you know, less fortunate. But for me, I feel like, you know, I'm forever good, if not great. I pulled an all-nighter because I wanted to get some things done before I officially went back, you know, to my job full-time. So now I'll go back to getting off at 7:15. But, you know, I have a new spiritual mission, and it's been a ride, but I know it will be worth it. And to all of our listeners, even though we're still in season two now, we're making changes for season three and many more seasons to come. And I'm ready to, you know, fire up this blunt and jump into today's show. Queen Rich, what light combo do you got for us today?
Well, yeah, it's going to spark this blunt up, too. But, okay, so light discussion today is Sour Patch Men. Now, what we mean by that is the men that spend any time of any given fucking day degrading women. The ones that degrade women of color and glorify the women of non-color. You know, them piss me off, colorism. Even, you know, the ones that say, oh, dark skin. When I seen a post the other day that said they ain't never seen a pretty dark-skinned girl, shut the fuck up. For real. Cut it out. Cut it the fuck out. And the worst period is this, you know, the black man degrading the black woman. I'm forever pro-black love, no matter the sex. If you know what I'm saying, gay, whatever the fuck, whatever. But if it's black, I love it. Whatever. I just don't get how, you know, the black men, they degrade the black women knowing their mamas is black and shit like that. Like, how can you? How dare you? And it might tie into, you know, the dude's childhood or whatnot, or how the mother treated him then and shit like that. They got something. I don't give a fuck what the excuse is. Ain't no damn excuse. Quit degrading women, like, for real. And then you want to lay up with one. How? How do you want to lay up on one? You can't stand when women is this, women are liars, women are cheaters, women is this, women is that, but still you want a woman to hug and love on you, kiss on you, give you some pussy at night, cook your food, take care of your children, wash your clothes, all this extra ass shit. But you're hateful towards women. I don't understand. I don't get it. But what's your opinion on this topic?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people might disagree with what I'm about to say. But I got three different views on it. So first off, I feel like that's where we continue to fail as a people. we ain't black, and until we get that understood, everything else is kind of pointless. But as far as what you said, like, for me, I like to think of Sour Patch ass men as those men that can't handle rejection, or they tend to be more feminine than masculine. But on to, you know, degrading, according to the Black Law Dictionary, it says reviling, you know, holding someone to public adultery, lowering a person in an estimation of the public, which basically means, you know, to criticize in an abusive or angrily insulting manner. So when you say degrading, is it degrading or is it preferencing? Because I feel like we as women, we as people, we all degrade one another depending on the crowd and the situation. Just like when they say, oh, you females, y'all degrade each other every day by calling each other bitch. You know, so I feel like a lot of times we as beings forget that people aren't robots and they have emotions. So from a man's point of view, no, I'm not a man, but I ask these questions. And so after not being accepted after a while, a motherfucker is going to find a new route to pleasure, no matter what. It's just like finding a new route to success. You're going to have to turn some corners. So there's been times where I've been out and a dude, he comes and introduced himself, and automatically he's the laugh of the night because he's too light-skinned, and you know what they say about light-skinned people. I mean, you got sugar in your tank.
Yeah.
Or when you hear about dark-skinned men, a lot of people don't like dark-skinned men because they automatically, you know, assume that they're a thug. Or just like, you know, I don't fuck with these ugly thugs. They can't do this. They can't do that. I feel like that shit is degrading within itself. But again, like I said, I feel like we're all guilty of it. I feel like men just get called out on it more, because once they do move on, 75% of the time it is with a white woman. And once he gets that white girl, white woman, whatever you want to call her, he's not saying women of color aren't his pick. He's saying they didn't pick him and he deserves to be happy no matter who he's with. For women, I feel like they only care because she's white. But before then, you know, they didn't care as much as they even cared at all. And so, but I have seen people that, you know, I went to school with that I had to stop fucking with because they would be on Facebook, you know, just, I don't like black women because they lazy or they don't suck dick or like this or this, this. I've seen it. I really have. I've seen it, but I feel like a lot of time when we speak on degrading a lot of people, as I really feel like a lot of women, they, not that they get it confused with preference, I just feel like preference overrides what they consider degrading, because we've all been in that situation, but that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, it's always somebody for somebody, and, you know, it is a difference in degrading and a preference. My whole thing is with the stereotypical shit. I think that's, you know, just like, you know, vice versa with women and men shit. If you call a nigga broke and all of this, broke that, you are what you attract, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga want to get online, you know, talking about what a woman don't do, what a black woman don't do, what he don't like about this and that. And say what you like about the other race and just leave out what you don't like about the black women, period, is what I'm saying. But another thing that really irks me is the girlfriends or the wives of these men that, you know, publicly degrade women, and they just allow it. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if they even, you know, I mean, sometimes you just wonder, did this bitch see this shit? Because there's no way I'm giving up some pussy to a nigga that's talking down, you know, on, I'm a woman, I'm this, I'm that, and he's saying all of this or that. Like, it just does not make sense to me. Like, ladies, have a fucking backbone. If a nigga don't like the bitches or whatever the fuck, shit, let him go see that nigga he ride around with all night. Let him fuck him. Shit, you ain't got to stand for that. Yeah. But just like the men, shit, let her go slide with them homegirls and do what they, let them homegirls please her. But, I mean, the point is, you know what I'm saying, I think as a whole, we could be nicer to each other, and there could be some more love going around this motherfucker. It just seems to me a lot of people are really angry and dissatisfied or unhappy in relationships or situationships or whatever the fuck it is that these people got out here. And it reflects, like, it really does reflect.
It does.
Like, keep that shit to ourselves. Don't nobody want to see it. Don't nobody want to hear it. Shit, to me.
And I feel like a lot of men, and I'm speaking for the men of color, I'm not never speaking for another race outside of my people, but I feel like with them, they get the shit confused because they say, oh, I don't like them because of this, this, and this. And like you said, it does start with your mama, start with your motherfucking mammy. So maybe you didn't like what she did, or you felt like she should have been your girlfriend when she was being your mother. She wasn't being your friend. And what then white women do, they go out and they be your mother, they be your sister, they be your brother, they be your woman, they be all of that, and still let you run all over them, and you're there. So, you know, but like you said, the ones that are nagging about what women do and don't do, now those are the Sour Patch motherfuckers that I dislike, because why are you complaining like a bitch? That's one of the reasons I could never fully be gay, because women complain and cry too much. And to have a man that nags on the same level of a female is unheard of. Well, it's heard of, but it's not nothing that I would want. Now, I'm not saying you can't express yourself. Hell, I know men cry, and they deserve to do so without any static. But to sit up and to gripe about a woman like you've been in her shoes is crazy to me. Sour Patch men are, they fucking easy to spot. Outside of the nagging, this is how you know who those hoochie papas is and who these Sour Patch ass men are. They wear, first off, they wear the hoochie daddy shorts. Yeah, they got the hoochie daddy shorts. They got the male purse. And they call each other bitch or bitch. I want to know, like, seriously, when the fuck did it become okay for men to call each other bitches?
Yeah.
Have you been seeing it? Like, nah, bitch.
I've been seeing what the fuck? Yeah, threw me off, too. They talk just like females on the phone. Like, you know how we be like, yeah, bitch, you know, last night, someone talked to all that. Yeah, how? Like, they talk just like that, literally. Just like that. But hey,
fucking disgusting.
Whatever floats their boat. Just saying, you know, I'll let extra ass shit y'all be doing on the most. Don't nobody want to see it. We don't give a fuck. Like, go find something that you like and see how that go for you. Shit. Anywho, it being Frequency Sunday, we're going to get into this motherfucking music. First song is by Bob Marley, Lauryn Hill. Turn your lights down low. Run that shit.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtains. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life. It's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love. I'm good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh, no.
Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in.
No, right now.
Ooh, I love you.
Loving you is like a song I replay every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day. And every chorus was written for us to recite. Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am because I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
I want to give you some good loving. Turn your light down low,
right now,
and pull your window curtain,
right now,
and let your love come tumbling in,
right now,
into our lives again,
right now.
It's been a long, long time. For you, boy. But it seems I was never on time. Till I wanna get through to you, boy. On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
I want to give you some love.
Again, that was Bob Marley and Lauryn Hill, Turn Your Lights Down Low. So that song right there, I just like smoking to that song. This song is just such a vibe. I don't know. I just, you know me, I'm floating on love, so why not?
No, most definitely. And I love me some Marley people, except for Bob's dad. Now, he was too old to be fucking Bob's mother. Nasty ass white man. But
yeah, I've seen that.
He was like, I want to say 40 years. Don't quote me on it. I ain't, you know, researched or read this shit in a long time. But he was some many years. But, you know, again, he gave birth to a legend, and the legend gave life to many talented, beautiful beings. The whole family is beautiful.
Yeah.
And Lauryn Hill, you know, being a part of that family, you know, having kids with one of the sons, like, but outside of that, her voice is so amazing. Like, you know how people back in the day said, you know, they used to say shit like she had a voice that the birds would envy. She's one of those people to me. And I feel like people are so used to twerking, they don't know good music. Like this song right here, play this song along with your lover or slow dance with them. Shit, you can get the best twerking. You can twerk to this song too, but I'm just saying. It's a classic, and this is a song that I will forever jam because I fuck with Bob Marley. Like, I love the whole reggae vibe. Like, it's a vibe. I love all the beats. But as I was hearing this song, I know this is kind of random. I really, like, in the beginning, I really wanted to go in about these Sour Patch-ass motherfuckers. but I didn't because I didn't want to get too personal. Because I text the person today and I told them, motherfucker, I was like, I'm going to talk about you today. But I was like, nah, listen, don't get that motherfucker the type of excitement. But yeah. People will really push you, and I don't like no foul patch ass man. But yeah, I'm sorry. I know that was random. But from turning the lights down low, we're going to go ahead.
I'm sorry. That wasn't random because, you know what, I had a feeling that you was wanting to get into it a little more on the subject. But, I mean, we can do it after the show or whatnot. But something told me that it was going to go deep. But, okay, I feel it. Don't give them – we ain't going to waste our time on them type of
things. I don't like no weenie-ass motherfucker, and I don't like nobody that's going to – they going to tell me that they think they know me. And – I don't like no grown-ass man that can't handle rejection, but I don't want to run through there. I don't got the time. So, again, like you said, we did move on from Bob Marley's Turning the Lights Down Low, and in this one, I want to turn them just a little bit lower. This is one of my favorites, and I feel like some music, and this might sound weird, but I feel like some music teaches you that sometimes you don't know your own body yet, and then sometimes you're not as grown as you think. And this is one of those songs that makes you come out of your skin. Fuck some clothes. Like, this is Prince. Yeah, I love me some Prince. So this is Prince, Insatiable. I love this song.
My go crazy. Okay. So all you do is push the little red button.
So yeah, you would never catch me saying anything bad about him. I love him beyond death.
You hear me?
But that's insatiable. Like, for those that don't know, it means, like, in the simplest forms, it means impossible to satisfy. And I feel like for the longest, that was me, and I still feel like that at this time. But that's also why I don't give people false hope. But I wanted to see, Queen Rich, has there ever been a time in your life where it was impossible to satisfy you, and it doesn't have to be, like, in a sexual manner?
Well, this is a sexual manner. Somebody told me that. Somebody told me that. It was a whole boy. Told me I was insatiable, and I didn't know at that time. I had to look it up and all of that. But, okay, about Prince. That you would never say anything bad about him. I don't think this is bad at all. But can you imagine Prince little freaky ass with that deep ass voice in your ear humping you? He was little, but his voice packed so much fucking power. You get what I'm saying? Can you imagine?
I can imagine, but I don't think I would want that because you on demon time, sir. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Girl, I'm just saying, I never knew his voice was like deep like that until I seen an interview. His singing voice is, I think ain't nobody ever going to, that's like, you know, impossible to ever fucking match. But, like, he was fucking dope. But this next song is by Moonwalker. Lizzo, it's one of my motherfucking jams.
She got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'ma run your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. Got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'ma run your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. I'ma spread your whole booty while I eat it from the back. Need a whole meal, not snacks. I'm a nasty ass nigga out of date, that's fact. I'ma lick your whole damn crack while a nigga eat the pussy girl slob on a nigga. Climb on top of a nigga, now I got your bent over like height. Now you wanna ride a nigga like a bike, you know what I like. And you ain't gotta do too much and that ass gon' move. And I don't give a fuck about a roll or a stretch mark. I knew that deal with death before I came in this room. And I don't give a fuck about a little bit of stomach, girl, we call that a fupa. Like you're spinning, I'ma lay your ass down with your legs on my shoulder. Eat the pussy, let you loop up. Never too much, can't be sick, you like Luther. Good head, make a nigga go dumb. Good head, you gon' make a nigga come. Beat the pussy till that ass go numb. Beat the pussy till that ass can't move. Stretched out on the bed like your motherfucking legs don't work. Round two in the middle of the floor, just in case we think the motherfucking bed won't work. Round three, like we tryna break a record. Feeling like a wrestler, jumping off the dresser. Pussy talk back like Alexa. I can handle that pressure, gonna need a stretcher. Baby, I'ma give you this D. I see K, made no nigga nervous cause you got a little weight. It's cool cause I like a lot of food on my plate. Got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat, I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'ma run your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music. Got a little bit of stomach, but that's okay. She gon' let a real nigga eat. I appreciate a woman with a whole lot of cake. Baby, that's a whole lot of shake. If I die, then I die, baby, right in my face. I'ma run your waist and no, don't real tight while you do it. Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music.
That song right there, boy. I wish it was longer. But I really like that song. It's real explicit. But, I mean, his voice, he jumped on that hoe. Like, that, he really killed that motherfucker.
It's catchy, you know. Nothing but love for that young man. Like I told you before the show, I've never heard it all the way through. Just the part, you know, that people show on the shorts. That you might see on, you know, people's TikTok or Facebook Reels or whatever. But I love that he was able to make a song, you know, just for thicker women to not really to say it to appreciate themselves, just to show them that they've been winning and they still
somebody won't. Somebody is somebody for.
Exactly. But, yeah, I always got a but. However, I feel like he could have said, like, the car or somebody because Lizzo, she reminds me of the LGBT community, just always doing shit, and when people react to it, she cries. Like, yeah, and then you cry about it. She's so quick to say, well, if she was skinny, blah, blah, blah. Skinny people get judged, too. Baby, everybody ain't going to like you. You're not going to be everybody's type, and everybody's not going to accept you, but it's up to you to remain strong enough to push that shit to the back of your head. I love her as a person. I just wish she would stop that shit. But I've never heard
but
that.
Right?
It is explicit. Who?
Lizzo ass. Because when she went on public TV and showed her ass like that, that really got me. I said, now why in the hell?
She just doing shit. Just want attention. But she needs to know that she is loved. Like, you don't got to do that, baby. Hoes do that.
Right.
It's not skinny people. It's hoes. Skinny hoes, big hoes, middle-sized hoes. Baby. Exactly. So, yeah. Well, yeah, I like that. I'm definitely going to have to dance to that. Like I said, I never heard it, so I'm definitely going to be playing it. And I have a feeling that I played this next song, but it's been a while, so I want to play it again. And this is Drum featuring Erykah Badu, Wi-Fi.
Wow. my Wi-Fi. If I ain't got no signal on my phone, we need pills and we all alone, yeah. Do you got Wi-Fi? Do your boyfriend pay your bills? Do Netflix and chill with me? Do you got Wi-Fi? Is there signal in your house? Why we chilling on the couch, baby? Do you got Wi-Fi? Cause I really wanna show you something, but my phone is fucking up in the
Erykah Badu.
Boy, I got Wi-Fi, and my service is nice as that, and it comes at no price as that. Let me know where your iPhone is, log on my Wi-Fi. What is it that you have to show me? Boy, you better be good, please don't blow me. Well, answer me this while it's loading. Do you like my carpet matches the pillows too? And did you know I was feeling you? Forget about your Wi-Fi for a second. Put your phone down, please don't check it. Mama, my dude about to teach you a lesson.
No strings attached, no strings attached, still connected, still connected. No strings attached, no strings attached, still connected, still connected. No strings attached, no strings attached.
Again, that was Dram. A lot of people might pronounce it Dram, featuring Erykah Badu, Wi-Fi. But before I say what I want to say about this, so I'm sitting over here because I'm laughing because I'm like, listen, what the fuck were you doing? Because I'm still like, now, why the fuck were you pronouncing that word like that? And I'm like, I know the fucking word is insatiable. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck was going through my head. But yeah, I just was, no. I was sitting over here laughing, like, no, because it was just like, no, you know fucking better shit than that. But anyways, I love this song, and now I don't know how the fuck they made a song about Wi-Fi in a jam like that, but the deeper meaning would be to remind you that no matter what, we're connected. And I know you probably heard that one before. It's the BET Awards, Turn Me On, many years ago. But I feel like it jam, and I jam it daily. How do you feel about that track?
I actually never heard it. Like, you know, I don't remember you playing that song before, but it was tripping me out, yeah, because how they make a song about Wi-Fi sound so good? I'm talking about vocals on point. What the hell?
I was just like, what the hell? I want Wi-Fi.
It got me to think about people that really be, you know how he came on there, do you got Wi-Fi? Look at, that shit is funny as hell to me. But, yeah, good song. I'm going to have to go back and replay that. Okay, so we're jumping in the next one. This one is Rod Wave, Forever Set in Stone. I fuck with Rod Wave. I don't give a fuck. Shit. He always coming with some bangers, man. His voice too, man. But he always, you know what I'm saying, that rap R&B shit. I like that shit, you know. I don't always want to hear about motherfucking shooting and killing and all the clubs and all that extra ass shit. Say what's on your heart, nigga, man. Shit, Rod Wave, Forever Set in Stone.
My heart's got lit another one.
Acting like he ain't scared of losing, nigga. That's why. Friend, Lord, all that.
Phone every time you in your feelings, but ain't no one I can call on. I'm feeling how I'm feeling. I can't lie, she did it all wrong. Don't know why I was tripping. Lost and looking for love, coming straight up out them trenches. Tell me how can you complain? I'm the one who made it different. Remember we ain't have a thing. I'm the one who go and get it. I'm the one who changed the game. I'm the one who saw the vision. I'm the one who stood up in a room full of niggas sitting. Yeah, and I love my dogs for the love of all my niggas. I got two baby girls I ain't seen in a minute, and I know that. Trying to get it right. So much came with this position. So much came with this position. So much came with this life. So much came with this money. So much came with this ice. Ain't no nigga you fucking with me. So tell me why I feel like for your love I must compete. But that's okay. That's just fine. I can't lie, I was all yours because I thought you were mine. I woke up and hit the road. My feelings left through the night. My life on the line. I pray that they do the same if it ever comes time. Forever set in stone. Don't treat me like I'm regular, cause you know what I'm on. Get a hold of me, hold on to me, and never let me go. They ain't never ride for me, so roll for me. Forever gonna be yours, we'll be okay. We'll be just fine. You get me wrong, you get me right, cause you ain't never get me twice.
So I don't know if that one is an old one, a new one, or whatever, but I like it. That's right, shit. You may give me once, you better give me right, because you ain't going to give me twice, goddamn me. How you like that one?
I'm not a fan of his, so I don't know his music or have any of my stations set to him or similar artists. But when I do hear a song by him, it's not bad. Like, it make me just want to listen to him, like, you know, just running from the top. Because I don't know many of his songs, but I love the words. I feel like, you know, he's always coming from a fucked up place. But if his stories are true, I feel like he's paying a karmic debt. But I love to hear him sing. I love to hear his stories because he is a storyteller. And we're watching it unfold. And just for him to give us the real him, that makes him an even better artist, I feel like, in my opinion. That was a nice record, and it makes me need to, I feel like I need to step out, you know, more on my music. I definitely like that, and I'm going to download that one as well. That was good. Yeah. I don't know if it's old or new, but yeah. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
And this one, it's old. It's Trey Songz, Good Girls versus Bad Girls, but I wanted to play it. It's a song that I listen to, but it just reminds you of the world that we live in, and it's kind of fucked up when you listen to it, but it's real. And so, again, let's get into it. Trey Songz, Good Girls versus Bad Girls.
Said that these niggas just don't impress her no more. She'd seen it all before. She don't wanna deal with it. Said she wants some real shit. Said that she was tired of the lanes and the games these niggas be playing. Say she ready for a change, but she just gave me the brain, so I can't believe a thing she's saying. Oh, I got a problem and she's the solution. She's the solution. She give me a body, don't give me excuse. Don't give me excuses. She said it's a body, I know what to do with. And giving her heart's just been useless.
Okay.
I'm on it, baby.
I'm on it, baby.
You got my love until the moment,
until
baby.
The moment, baby.
Don't give a fuck, we in a moment,
we
baby.
We in the moment, baby.
Always with a new one. Cause it's so hard to do one. Bad girls ain't never been good for me. Girls ain't ever been enough for me, yeah. Bad girls ain't ever been good to me. Good girls ain't ever been enough for me. She said that these niggas just don't impress her no more. She say the niggas ain't shit, so the niggas can't hit. Niggas never stress her no more.
Oh, yeah.
Me and this cutie got really acquainted. You thinking about getting your booty done, ain't it? Maybe one day, baby, you become famous. What's fake or what's real no more. I can't tell if I even feel no more.
Said she was tired of the lanes and the games these niggas be playing. Said she ready for a change, but she just gave me the brain, so I can't believe a thing she's saying.
Oh, oh, oh. I got a problem and she's the solution. She's the solution. She give me a body, don't give me excuses.
Don't give me excuses.
She said it's a body, I know what to do with. And her heart just been useless.
Okay.
I'm on it, baby.
I'm on it, baby.
You got my love, got my
until
love.
The moment,
until baby.
The moment, baby.
Don't give a fuck. We in a moment,
we
baby.
We in a moment, baby.
Always with a new one.
Always with a new one.
It's so hard to do one. Bad girls ain't never been good for me. Good girls ain't never been enough for me. Girls ain't never been good to me. Good girls ain't never been enough for me.
Whichever one, baby, don't you be average.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with being average. So he said, riding on that, what, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because I was listening to the words at the end, and he was, when he was saying, tell me where you learned that, he heard her, he was like, never mind. He was just like, no, I don't want to know. That is so funny because not just their part, but just how women and men, you know, feel towards each other these days. Sometimes the good girls are not enough, and the bad girls are too much, and sometimes they're not enough as well. But have you heard that one before?
Fuck no. And you know what? I'm really not a fan of Trey Songz, and I'm going to tell you why. When him and who else was that, Mario, came out, they both was just so corny. It just, like, I couldn't believe he blew up the way he did, because his lip, whenever he sings, it really pisses me off. I just, that's my pet peeve with him.
You make me
that
think.
Fucking curled up. The lip, man, I can't do it. I can't. And then I just seen that when he was in the studio singing that song, you know, that video that resurfaced of him singing in the studio, and he did hit that. He thought he hit that note. That shit was so ugly, man. I don't know. It just, I cringe. Yeah. But, okay, so we got our last song coming in. This one, I didn't know that it was trending right now on TikTok, and it's Big Sean and Janine Aiko. I love her. I love her, Janine Aiko. I don't know how to say her last name. I'm sorry, but, baby, I love them. They're gorgeous. And this is I Know.
I know you've been going through some things. I know you don't even love the same. Do ya? Do ya? I know you've been running on empty, running on empty. The way you move is like you could use a vacation. Drink in your hand and the heart of your dance. I swear right now I look like you on a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen. Whatever happened just had to happen. On vacation, yeah. I know you've been, I know you've been dancing, dancing, dancing like you fucking got a reason. Dancing like it's something to believe in. Dancing like it's fucking dancing season. Blame it on the alcohol or blame it on sativa. The heart of your heart to keep beating. Only feel bad while you're thinking. Pop, pop, pop like PepsiCo. The best we smoke. Plus that chain look like you flew in from Mexico. Go, go, let me see how wild it get. But so wild does it get? You need to be taken care of and pampered. But just like a pamper, he on that childish shit. Yeah, I know you've been silence in your phone. I know you've been trying to get along. What's up? It's on. No games. We grown. I know you feel like sometimes that y'all don't speak the same language. I know that you just wanna let it go with all the bitches that you came with.
Through some things, wanna get away. Baby, let me be your vacation. The other trick you been fucking with is a trip you know you be playing. Baby, I am just saying. I know you know I am down for whatever. Yeah. You know I'm just here to make you feel better. My private island, come inside and go into hiding. I know that you've been sacrificing your time and need time to unwind and let go, let go, let's go, and let's grow, and
yeah,
we grow.
Yeah. Excited, activated, get ignited. So many charges on my card, oh God, I think I got indicted.
Yeah.
Get up.
Get a night, get a day, get a room, get a place, get a drink, pop a bottle, maybe we can get away. You a star, you need space, we can shoot up out of town. Have you ever been to Texas? South by Southwestern, where we can smoke a zip like we can't get arrested. Where they might know us off in the intersection. I mean, baby, I know you. Wanna be the baddest, wanna be with somebody who ain't never had it. No status, just all cinematics, you just got casted. I know you've been crying and pouting. Know you're tired of arguing, but not screaming and shouting. And you know we on a roll like we did good in college. Throwing hundreds and thousands, like they not hundreds and thousands. Why? Cause I know you've been going through some things.
Some things you can't explain. The only thing that shit insane. I know you just trying to
be
clean.
I know you don't even love the same. I know you've been diving through pain. I know you've been running on empty. The way you move is like you're using vacation. Drinking your hand in the heart of your dance. I swear it's looking like right now you on a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen, whatever happened, just had to happen on vacation. Yeah, I know you've been, I know you've been.
I know you look like you need a vacation. How about Hawaii, maybe Jamaica, maybe Asia. Take you places that the niggas can't take ya. Don't forget the makeup, yeah.
Again, that was Big Sean and Janine Echo. That is so important. It has to be a connection there. Like, you got to know when your partner is off, they need something, and it is up to you to try and take some of that off, take that sting, let them know, hey, you're here. Give them some support. And I think that is a beautiful thing that they have. It's I can't.
Most definitely. And probably going to laugh at me, but that's my first time hearing that. But I like them, too. I like them as an item, and then I like them as separate. So, yeah, I like that joint. And so, you know, we are running out of time, and so I want to go ahead and get into my last song of the night, which is Maya, Ready for Whatever.
Feelings, cause I gotta keep it real. Oh,
And that is our last song of the night. We are running over time. But before we close out, Queen Rich, I wanted to see, did you have any comments, anything you wanted to add to tonight's show?
I just want to send out a simple thank you to everyone that came and listened. And we look forward to, you know, getting back on this podcast Tuesday. That's it. That's all.
All right. And same thing, just want to backdoor with a thank you to all you beautiful people for tuning in with us. We appreciate you more than words could express. And I just want to say, take it easy on yourself and remember you are the source. Continue to vibrate higher. Don't forget to join us back Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And remember, if you got time to complain about a woman, check to make sure you're doing your job as a man. Until next time, vibrate high.
But we had something special since we shared our first kiss. How could I forget it? Never felt love like this. No, no, you understand my day-to-day life. Can't get all so crazy. You say the word, I'm with it, babe. I'll ride with you, no babies. We've got a chemistry. Nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it like you.